Have you ever heard someone say, "You're not going to believe this," or maybe they go, "You ain't going to believe this," or "Guess what? You will never believe this." Well, guess what? They're giving you the best advice ever. And the truth is, you should never believe it. Don't. Not for a second. Do not believe it. No matter what they say, no matter what you read, no matter what you saw, don't believe it until you do this. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's Friday. Get as many people to church this Sunday as you can. Beg, borrow, bribe. I don't care. Get them to a church that talks about Jesus. Get them to a church that makes you crack your Bible open, that uses more than one or two Bible verses. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Great to hear from you, Jeffrey. Thanks for listening. And Marcus, thanks for listening. I love hearing from my listeners. I love getting inside advice. I love knowing about your life, what's going on. So thanks. Also, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. That's gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Did you know that the Liver King is fake? Did you know that Disney does have an agenda to promote LGBTQT? And I heard that Hillary really did lie. I mean, are you sure? But that's what I heard. And wait just a second. Our president lied as well? Biden? Hold the phone. Wait a minute. You mean vaccines don't work? And now you're telling me Fauci made money from pharmacy companies? And now you're assuming, you think you can just say with such matter of fact that Nancy Pelosi had inside information on buying and trading on the stock market? Look, excuse me, I don't know where you're going, but if you mean to tell me that not everyone on Instagram is telling the truth, look, here's the deal. I just simply want to talk about the Liver King. And you go, who's the Liver King? Well, if you don't know him, he's just this dude. Imagine a dude jacked up on steroids, except the last 2 or 3 years he's been spewing lies about how he's not on steroids. It's all based on him eating raw liver and organs from animals. But as many people, you know, out there, like myself, who called him on his BS, like there's no possible chance you are on steroids, you're a liar. Not just myself, but people like Joe Rogan, this steroid doctor, who is actually a doctor and works with people who are on steroids. And then some of the Liver King's ex-friends who were closest to him, they all called him fake. And now, lo and behold, emails have come out between the Liver King and his dealer, and he's on about $11,000 worth of steroids a month. The dude has made hundreds of millions of dollars living a lie. But I want to ask you a question. Have we really gotten to the point where everyone under 40 has become gullible? Here's a spoiler alert. Ready? The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the actor, is on steroids. I have kids at the gym argue with me all the time. No, he's not. He's not on steroids. And here's their logic. He even says he's not on steroids. Oh, well, then that clears it up for sure. I mean, obviously he's not on steroids if he says he's not on steroids. Look, he's as juiced as a sun-kissed orange. He's on steroids. I know this for sure. Mass information brings mass disinformation, and mass information, misinformation, and people believe it. Here are a few verses out of Proverbs 14 that seem applicable for today's world. A wise person is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is careless and overconfident. A short-tempered person acts stupidly, and a person who plots evil is hated. Gullible people are gifted with stupidity, but sensible people are crowned with knowledge. And finally, I love this one. A poor person is hated even by his neighbor, but a rich person is loved by many. Why would the rich person be loved by many? It's like they say, he who has a will have many relatives when he dies. Oh, Job 5:2 is probably my favorite. Jealousy kills the gullible. If you're gullible, you're going to believe something, act on something, and it's probably going to do you in. And maybe not kill you, but it can definitely wreck your life. It's like the kid at the gym who's constantly looking at Instagram, trying the newest workout, when he just really doesn't understand the basics behind what he's doing. He's following influencer after influencer who's spouting information to make a buck, and he doesn't care what you look like. Look, 1 Timothy 4:7 says, "Reject those myths fit only for the godless and gullible, and train yourself for godliness." So how do you train yourself? I have in my hand right now the greatest tool for knowing whether someone is lying or not. It's called the computer. Or better yet, Google. But what's the best way to use Google? Well, first off, no matter what, I'm not putting my faith in Google, but it's going to find me information that, again, no matter what Google says, I then compare it to what Scripture says, to what you've found out after study and comparison, because Scripture is the ultimate spotlight. I might find out something's true on Google. I might find out if something's false on Google, but I have to make sure it's right and godly as compared to Scripture. But here's some thoughts. First, never assume they are telling the truth. When someone tells you something, I automatically assume they're lying. You go, "Well, that's not very nice." Hey, in today's world, I'm probably 9 out of 10 times right that they're lying, especially if it's on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or the news channel, CNN or whatever. Second, a gut check. What does my gut tell me? I don't know this person, but I feel like I can't trust them. I don't know this particular area of science, but I don't think I can trust it. It's just checking my gut. Third, is this lived out in other people's lives? Are there thousands of other people walking around jacked, looking like they're on steroids, simply eating raw liver? No. Fourth, ask questions like, is there a bias in people's opinions? I mean, is someone making money on this claim? Fifth, if it works, I can assume everyone is using this. You know, that magic diet pill, cream, exercise drink? If it worked, everyone would be doing it, but not everybody's doing it, so it doesn't work. Sixth, are there sources cited for this information? And seventh, where to check? Primary sources, government reports, data from municipal courts, court documents, original scholarly research found on Google Scholar, secondary sources found in the database of work at universities, public state, libraries, search databases like Nexus or NewsDesk, search Statista.com or data.gov. Look, ask experts, go out and Google and email experts. And eighth, am I biased? Now, for me on exercise and diet, I know I'm extremely biased due to my hands-on experience of over 40 years. So I must push that off to the side even before I do my research. And here's a great example. 2 years ago, I see a young man doing exercises at about the age of 28. And I'm looking at him saying, "Hey, these are not the right exercises. You should not do these." I was telling him how bad it was. And he told me to check out the knees over toes guy. I thought it was hilarious, but that night I looked him up. And I spent 3 hours on YouTube watching his videos and realized I'm dead wrong. This dude knows what he's talking about. You know what? I thought I understood on the physiological aspects of exercise on hypertrophy, especially in the knee area, and I didn't know jack squat. So I had to check my biases. Look, don't be gullible. Do your homework, study, show thyself approved unto God. And until Monday, keep slaying giants.